Welcome to the Creatives Experience Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Isaac Whedon. On each episode, I will be speaking with artists and bringing you in on their life, faith, and creative experience. I'm excited for you to be joining us today. Thank you for listening. So without further ado, let's get to it. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode. I have the one and only Kyle Dendy with me. I am stoked that you guys get to listen in. This is somebody who I actually got to meet physically last year. Majority of my guests I run into online, but it's a treat to be able to get to know somebody now online, but see them face to face at first. And I had first seen, I'm like, man, this guy has to be some interesting dude. He's doing something with his life for sure. And running across his social media platforms, what he's been up to is very encouraging as a young creative myself. Kyle is an author, speaker, entrepreneur, content creator, podcaster, and the list will continue to roll on as he grows in his creativity and his life with Christ. Kyle, thanks so much for joining me today, bro.
Hey, it's an honor to be here. I'm really excited to see where this conversation goes.
Praise God. Dope. All right. So for people who don't know you, in a nutshell, I kind of gave people an idea of what you do, but aside of what you do, who are you, man? What would you like people to know about you?
Man, my whole thing is I'm extremely passionate about Christ and helping people find and follow God's purpose for their life. And so if in a sentence you're going to sum up what my mission is, it's that. And so as we'll talk about, I do a lot of different things, from books to businesses to speaking to all these different things, but it really all comes back to the same mission, and it's that.
Awesome. Praise God. So you have a book.
Books, I do.
Two books, right?
Three, actually, yeah.
Three books. Oh, my goodness. So I had the opportunity to release a book this year, and you were definitely part of me being encouraged to step into that, because that's not something that I guess we hear a lot, especially in people our age. How old are you right now?
I'm 21 right now.
21, cool. So I'm 25. We're in this wonderful time in life right now. You know, not only time in life, but also time in the world, where we have access to do things that people, it's unheard of, you know, like publishing your own book is crazy, let alone doing a podcast, let alone doing all these other things and traveling. So within this, you definitely encouraged me and inspired me to be able to just understand that this is something that's possible. And so right. For you guys who are listening, I especially if you're one who is aspiring to write, aspiring to use the words or ideas God has placed within you to put out, whether it be verbally, through writing, visually, however it may be, I believe you'll be very encouraged and challenged by today's episode. But going back to what you've been writing about, bro, you definitely are focused on getting people into the understanding that they have a purpose for their life.
That's right.
Correct? Okay, so let me start with, before we can jump in the book, how old were you? You are young. We are young. How old were you when you kind of like figured out, man, my purpose is to help people find their own?
Yeah, man. So I think I was 17 when I found it. But I think I was about 18. It was when I first got to college that I think I could really put it into words. And let me explain that. I would have told you in high school that my purpose was to play sports in college. That's all I put my identity and my time in and my focus on. In 2014, I had two surgeries. And I know this is stuff that like a lot of, especially young kids, can relate to, because when you play sports in high school and you want to play in college, like it's easy for that to become your identity when all your time is put in it and everything like that. I had those two surgeries, ankle surgery, knee surgery, and all those aspirations I had sort of fell to the ground. But I had talked about and wanted to write a book for years. I think it was literally since second grade. And I'd always made these excuses, the biggest being the time excuse. I don't have time. I play sports. I don't have time. Mm. I'm busy. I don't have time. But there was really no excuses anymore. I was like on bed rest. I couldn't do anything, go anywhere. And so I was like, Kyle, like, I dare you to like stop making excuses, and I dare you to actually finish it. And so I did so. And from that point on, I started just, and a little bit before that, I was able to give my first speech, and just how I felt when I got the chance to inspire and pour into other people and help them like find and follow their purpose, even though I couldn't maybe didn't have that phrase or that sentence yet.
Yeah.
It filled me and fueled me. And then when I got to college at 18, I sat down with so many of my peers who would say to me time and time again, one person after the other, in one way or another, "Kyle, that's great for you," as they would hear my story, "but I don't know my purpose." Mm. And I talk in the Purpose Playbook about how I think God gives us a problem or a holy discontent for something we're called to solve, change, or impact in some way. One of my favorite quotes is by Howard Thurman, and he said, "Ask not what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive, because what the world needs is more people who have come alive." Mm, and come another on. Person could hear that and not do anything, not feel anything, or just be like, "Oh, that kind of sucks," and just move on. But I couldn't. I knew I'm supposed to do something about this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's when I knew that my purpose was to help others find theirs. And so right away I started, and this is important that we talk about this, because a lot of times we don't separate purpose in our minds from job title and calling.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
Bible says the call of God is irrevocable. So anything you can get fired from can't be your purpose, and you can get fired from a job. So your purpose isn't tied to the job. It's bigger than that.
Yep.
And so for me, my purpose was to help others find theirs. And so within that, I started something on my campus called the Purpose Playbook, where I hosted these meetings and I would talk about the subject. I wrote the book, I would give speeches, make videos. But it all came back to the same purpose, which was to help others find and follow theirs. So 17, I would say found it. 18, could really articulate what my purpose was.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so it takes time, right? I mean, it takes even more than a year. You know?
And I want to clarify, like, most people aren't going to find it at 17 or 18.
That's right.
And I think it took me time. It really took me time to realize that, mm-hmm. you know, especially like when you're teaching it to other people, or I don't even want to use the word teaching it to other people, but talking about it to other people, having those conversations.
Yeah.
When you're so confident that you found yours, if you're not mature enough, it'll be hard for you to comprehend why somebody is slower to find theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, over time, I've matured in that.
So. Yeah, good. And it takes, it takes discernment to understand these things, you know, especially when having conversations with people. And conversations stem in many different ways, but let's look at, you've had opportunities to speak, whether it be conferences, whether it be in classrooms, whether it be wherever, auditoriums, you have an opportunity to release something out there, right? However, the way it's applicable to people is very different on many different scales. And so as a speaker, having to be sensitive to that and say, all right, how can I do this to make sure that I actually don't dishearten people? Because you could say something that makes total sense to you and people have no idea how to apply it. And then they start getting down on themselves. Whereas, you know, some people are maybe a little bit more confident and they're like, all right, cool. I'll just apply it. And within this confidence, I think this is something I very much so relate with you, is I too feel and am sure in myself. However, it may be very difficult. I found it difficult for myself to sometimes understand somebody else or understand where they're coming from, because I can't grasp not being confident.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's a big thing, because there's, like, I would say I'm a very confident person. I would really say that I am.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are not that.
Yeah. And
that's not like a roast or a dig at somebody else, but from life experiences, or just if confidence wasn't instilled in you growing up, it makes sense that you're not confident.
Yeah. And it has very much to do growing up. It has very much to do with your childhood, how your parents raised you, how things took place in childhood, right? So I hear you, bro.
And I mean, so, and I love what you said about, like, when talking about the subject, it can come off as not applicable to some people. And so what I try to do when I'm talking about the subject of purpose, especially when I have the chance to do so in more long form content or in a talk, or especially in the book, is to talk about what I call purpose principles. And mm-hmm. so the book, and I clarify this so many times, is not about me telling a person, hey, like, fill out this 3-question survey and it's going to spit out an answer that tells you your purpose. Like, the only one who knows a creation's true purpose is its true creator, period. We can get close to it, but like, there's so many other elements to it than just me telling, but it's about me guiding them and just offering principles that I've learned in my life.
Yeah.
So inside the book, we talk about 4 circles. starting from the inside out, they're concentric circles. Mm-hmm. The first is your convictions. The second is your gift. The third is your problem. And the fourth is your project. I start with your convictions because it's exactly what you were just talking about the confidence thing.
Yeah.
I always tell people, if you went to Panda Express and you, I got a fortune cookie, and on it, God himself said, "Hey, Isaac, like, your purpose is this," but you didn't have the confidence to follow it, or you didn't have the convictions to follow it, convictions about yourself, your potential, mm-hmm. about your God to follow it, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I think absolutely. There's a lot of people who haven't found their purpose, and there's a lot of others who have, but who feel stuck because of what's happening around them. Mm-hmm. And then the next is your gift. We all, a gift, when you discover it and direct it and deploy it into the world, God gives us our gifts in order to fulfill our purpose. It's like weapons or tools that we use to build what he's calling us to build and do. And then I talked about your problem a minute ago, that thing you're called to solve, change, or impact. Mm-hmm. And then your project is simply this, it's start. It's not going to be, you know, what you're doing today may not be what you're doing in time, but start, develop your gifts, develop those things.
Committing to it,
committing to it, and you're going to align yourself with what I call Purpose Road, and that's where God will begin to do like really his good work.
That's good. Wow, I like that, man. And it's so crazy how we can be young and grasp this. You know, it's I love having this understanding or this wisdom. And this is all have to do, it's all biblical wisdom. This has nothing to do with like, oh, some man-made, like this is all, you could find this in scripture as well. You know,
right, of course.
This is just packaged in a different manner, but it's all biblical principle. And so within everything you're sharing, guys who are listening and girls, man, make sure you're in the word. Make sure you're getting the food, the nutrients you need so that you're already understanding what you are called to, what you are called to, and how you are to apply these things. Because if you were to just look in the Gospels and then read through the letters of Paul and all these other things, you know, it's like you could find everything that you're called to as a disciple of Christ in the Bible. I mean, it's all there, you know, and God will in turn use other people who have been inspired and or touched by the Spirit of God to speak life into you, which is the very same life that is in scripture, to bring you to a step closer into what God is originally intending and calling all of his children to do, you know?
I believe it.
A big thing I've heard, well, I've heard and chopped up with a few friends is, you know, some people say, oh, we're all God's children. And honestly, it's actually not true. We are all God's creation. Yes, we are all God's creation. But unless you commit your life to Christ and you die to your old life and you receive, you know, the gift of God, you can't live a life with God. You are eternally separated from God because of sin. And so for us to live this life with him, for us to have this purpose-filled, purpose-driven life, we need the source of the purpose, right? And that comes through God. And so no matter how many speeches no matter how many speeches you make, no many books you sell, no matter what that happens with that, at the end of the day, people need Jesus.
Right.
Because I think I was talking with somebody on the last episode and it was like, you can have joy, but it comes with a limit. You know, it's without God, it's kind of like, it's fleshly joy. You know, it's not the full intention of it. Same thing with love, same thing with peace, same thing. It's not the full intended form of it. And so without God, a purpose you can have a purpose, but the full extent of it will be completed with Jesus.
And no, that's beautiful. Cause like, if you go to YouTube right now and you type in how to find your purpose, there's
going
to
be a lot of searches. Yes.
99% of them aren't talking about purpose at all, because by definition, purpose is the creator's original intent. Mm. Right. And so what a lot of these are talking about is more satisfaction at your place of work, more fulfillment. And I don't think any of these things are wrong inherently. And I think your true purpose can provide those things.
Absolutely.
But it's what you said. It's limits. Like, we can hit potential, like success and self-help industries talk a lot about potential and reaching your best, all this stuff. And like
your best self.
there's a lid to it, right? there's a lid to what you can do without God, because Ephesians 3:20 says that God is able to do immeasurably more than anything we can ask, think, or imagine, according to his power at work within us. So with our own power and strength, we can do so much. But, and even if that's so much, like there's one with 10, there's one with one talent, even if it's so much, it's still not what you could do when God multiplies it.
That's right.
And so, I mean, it's, again, there's people who look like a success who may even be fulfilled in what they do. But if you don't know Christ, you're still, you have that God-shaped hole. And that's going to catch up with you.
That's good. Praise God. Awesome, man. So we are millennials. Is that correct? Are you still, do you still qualify?
Yeah, I'm like on the cusp.
You're on the brink of it, huh?
Yeah.
But, are you Gen Z now?
I'm like at the beginning of Gen Z.
It's all good. I'm going to group you into everybody, bro. It's cool. Yeah. I'll let you in. All right. So I have been seeing a tremendous amount of, I don't want to just say issues. Maybe we'll call it like generational problems. And problems don't have to be bad. They just have to be things that can, I believe, will come with a solving. Like you can solve or make these things better. And there's a plethora of different things that I believe we can improve on, whether it be, you know, the way generations look at politics, whether it be how we go about parenting, whether it be how we go about education, pursuing life, purpose, careers, whatever, pursuing faith, teaching about faith, things like that. Has there been anything that you've seen in, whether it be, let's even add all the new generations now, Generation Z and X, anything lacking, anything that you believe that we need to focus on or help add to so that people in the future can avoid these problems? Because I feel like certain problems will just stem on for future generations over and over, unless you say, no, this isn't what we're doing anymore.
Yeah, so I was listening to somebody speak yesterday, and this guy is like a super expert when it comes to like learning things and memorizing things.
Okay.
And he was talking about how like one of, and I'm really going to butcher this, but one of the, like the equation, if you would, for long-term memory and things like that is like what you're actually learning, but it's also having a motivation to learn it. So if I think like a person is a good business connection for me, I'm probably not going to forget their name versus, you know, when we forget somebody's name, there's like really no motivation for it. But he was also talking about how in school, oftentimes kids feel bored and they're not memorizing things or learning the list of presidents, this, that, and the other, because they don't have a motivation for it. Mm-hmm. But they could have all these song lyrics memorized because the motivation is higher.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I say that is because, to bring it all back full circle and to say, like, social media is one of the most powerful tools that any generation, person in eternity, so far in history, I should say.
Yeah, bro.
The thing is, a lot of, objectively really, the most entertaining stuff and the most, the most entertaining stuff isn't
the consumable stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and so the stuff that people are like obsessed with, and especially I'm talking about our generation, a lot of it's like, it's a lot of, there's some stuff that is so blatantly bad.
Yeah.
But it's become so normal that it's like you got elementary school kids on their phone just like watching these bad videos, watching these things, talking about these bad things. But it's funny and it's entertaining and it's so normal that it's not even weird.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I say that to say that I think one of the biggest problems in things that we need to step up at, and I think it's great when it's Christians, but it's not just Christians. We need to step up on these platforms for positive messages as well.
Mm.
You and I both know Chaz Smith.
Yeah. Now,
Chaz, like, I'm going to shout out Chaz because Chaz, what I've seen from the beginning, like, now the dude has like a million followers on everything, but like, before that, like when I first met Chaz, he still had like a good amount, but he was already using his big following for good things and for sharing Christ.
Yeah.
And he's doing the same thing now. He didn't change now. And I think a lot of people are like, well, one day I'm gonna start sharing my faith, like, then it's harder to do it later.
Absolutely. Because you will lose the benefits of what you've gained in the world, because the world doesn't love Christ.
Yeah, we didn't follow you for that.
Straight up.
But I think, like, as believers and as people who, and as believers, we really need to step up the, really, I call it like just the level of excellence in some of our stuff, objectively. Mm-hmm. Like, I talk about a lot how a lot of times as believers, we talk about the importance of representing in the world Christ's love. And that's so important.
Yeah.
His grace, his mercy is so important. But what oftentimes I don't see is us representing God's excellence. God is the ultimate creator, and anything he does good. And not just good in the way we talk about good, but like good.
His good. Yeah.
And a lot of times we do a sloppy job of things, and we wonder why the Christian scene is like not as respected in certain certain industries, right?
Yeah.
And so my thing, like, I do some different entrepreneurial projects, and like, whatever I'm doing or talking about, whatever the message is, when you look at how it's built and how it's designed, I want it to be done with as much excellence as anyone else in any industry, from any faith, any background, whatever. Mm-hmm. When I'm making a video, like, I want it to be done with as much excellence as anything else.
Sure.
Because that stuff makes a difference.
Yep.
And like, for back to Chaz, like, dude is funny. Like, God gave him a gift and he's funny. And that's like, that's drawn so many people. And he does things with excellence as well. And so that's something I'm very passionate about, because I see so often people act like because we're a Christian, then we should get a pass on doing a good job.
Mm.
I think it's the opposite. Like, we should be, no, like, we have a responsibility to do a great job. Mm. And so I think that's something that our generation could really step up at, especially back to like the social media and like just content and like putting stuff out there that is done well. People like want to see, and then the message just isn't like all this like bad stuff, but it's something not even just good, but God, really.
That's good, bro. That's good. I totally agree with that, man. And even within my own like journey within creating, whether it be music, whether it be content, videos, whatever it might be, understanding that the quality really does matter. And it hasn't even really stemmed from hearing it from people. It's more or less like me. Like, I genuinely enjoy something if it's really done well. And when it comes to everything that we're doing, everything you said, bro, is so spot on. And I hope that as we continue in this time, that we have a level of seriousness about this, you know, and understand like, hey, this is no joke. We have a very small window, and I really do believe this. We have a very small window of time now where we have access to all of these things, where we have the ability to connect with people all over the world with literally a press of a glass screen. I mean, just to say that is crazy. But if you look at everything that's going on in the world, if you look at everything that scripture talks about, the coming of Christ, the second coming of Christ, I genuinely believe we are on the very brink of all of this happening right now. So that much more urgency for us to be serious about this. You know, it's like, hey, if God's put this on your heart, man, what are you waiting for? And even if you don't have, let's say this, if you have a burden on your heart to say, hey, I want to do this and this and this. Okay, I don't have all the tools to do it right now. Okay, I won't have the tools for a while because they're either expensive or da-da-da-da-da, but I have the basic tools to get me started. Then get started, because if you don't get started, then you won't get to that level of professionality that you hope to.
Man, that's exactly it. And honestly, oftentimes the people who are saying, and I've been here before, but I don't have the stuff to get started. Once they get this stuff, there's always another thing you could get.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Always.
Okay, I was in California recently, and I was like in like a music studio, and there was an artist in there who was like very big, like everyone listening to this knows who this is. And they were like playing some of their stuff. And what's interesting is the stuff they were playing, which sounded good, was literally, I can't make this up. They had recorded it just holding their iPhone up into like the voice memos thing. And most people watching this have an iPhone.
Can I take a guess who this was?
Right, you probably know.
Is it Paul Russell?
Oh, no.
No? Oh my gosh. He also recorded a bunch of stuff on his iPhone.
Oh, damn.
It's all good. Yeah. It's fine. No, it's fine. But yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
And honestly, today, the iPhone is such a...
It's a freak supercomputer, man. Yeah, like, it's crazy.
Like the mic, the camera on this thing, like the fact that you can record on some 4K on an iPhone. Come on.
Kidding me? Come on, bro.
Some of you third graders listening to this happen. And it's like, you're like, well, I can't start my vlog because I don't have a Sony mirrorless camera. Really, bro?
Excuses.
It is. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But man, like, you'll get yourself in a rut. And I say that to mean like where it's really fear that I think oftentimes we mask. Mm. And it's like little insecurities. Because I know, like, especially for people like us who want to get into like the video type stuff that we're doing now.
Sure.
Like, I've been doing this since I was like, let's say 16 years old. And so I've been doing it for 5 years. Like, when you're just getting started, like, you're like, okay, oh my gosh, like, I have a pimple, my hair is weird. Like, and you so forget why you did it sometimes while you're doing it, like sharing your message with somebody. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, I can't post this. I can't share this incredible message to help somebody because look how I look.
Yep.
And honestly, like, most of the time when we see stuff like that, nobody's looking at that. Like, nobody cares about you that much. Like, they want to see what you have to say.
You got it.
And so I think like the way that you get less scared is to do it. I've heard someone say like, you're afraid to like sing on a stage. You're afraid to speak. You're afraid to write the book. And you'll be less scared.
And you know what? It's so crazy about that, bro. It's like that speaks to people, you know? And even in the beginning when you're like creating stuff and you're really a nobody truly, and you're just making stuff because you love it and people seeing you do it, because you love it, they're like, dang, I wouldn't be able to do that. You know, because like, I don't have the confidence. All right, simple word.
Yeah,
I don't have the confidence to even do that or put my stuff out there like that or create something and understand that, hey, it is not where I hope it to be. But this is where I'm at in my journey thus far. And so I am just taking you on the journey with me. And if you stay with me, you're going to see this growth because I'm serious about this.
And I think the journey is so beautiful to watch. Like,
that's my favorite part of it all.
I love like seeing somebody, like coming across somebody's YouTube or Instagram that I'm like, yo, this person's stuff is as good as anybody else's. Like, they're going to, there's something like, and I just wish I could tell them like, yo, all you're missing is time, right?
Bingo.
Like, if you plant a seed in the ground, it doesn't matter how like awesome that tree is going to be. If you dig it up every day to check on it, it can't grow, right? And there's this line by a rapper named Russ, and he says, what is it?
Brain fart.
One of the lines is this, that a lot of people are dope, they just quit too soon. Mm. And it was a lot of rappers go broke because they got rich too soon. A lot of people are dope, they just quit too soon.
Mm.
And that comes back to the confidence thing. Like,
yeah, bro.
If you need your validation for how, for lack of better words, how good you are, based on other people telling you, like, you're going to stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you first start posting your first video and your account has zero subscribers, like you can post the best thing.
It's very daunting. It's like, dang, man, I did all this.
Back to your why are you starting?
Exactly. Exactly.
But everyone, person with 10 million started with zero. So
yeah, absolutely, bro. And this is, I've spoke about this with other episodes and something that I don't know. Have you ran into Jasmine Tate? Do you know who she is?
No, I don't.
All right, super, super talented girl. But I have an episode with her. So her and Montel said something very similar. And it was, I have the audience of one.
Yeah.
And when you look at it that way, I mean, really look at it that way. And you're like, you know what? No matter what goes on, no matter what the data says, no matter who says what, I am doing this because God has put this on my heart. And I believe in this because I have a fire for it. I have a burden for it. But when you're creating things, like you said, for the validation of people, because you think you will love it, it's you know, it's like you paint this imaginary idea that you're going to love this job, or you're going to love this career, or you're going to love this, the pursuit of something. Actually, sometimes it's not even the pursuit of it. You love the idea of being there already, but you don't love the pursuit. That's so scary. It's like, all right, you want to get somewhere, but then you get there, and then what? It's never ending. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hit this goal. You're going to do it. And then now what? Now you got to maintain it, or now you got to grow into something next. And it's like you build a goal, or you have a goal, and it's a constant goals. Like, life is full of goals. It's never like, oh, you get to one, and all right, I'm done. I could just chill now. I could retire.
No, that's exactly right. And like, the mountaintop is never as fulfilling as you thought it would be, especially in comparison to when you look back. And it's like for me, like, college was less about school than it was the people that I met there, right? And there's a lot of experiences I think that are like that, where, yeah, if you don't love the process, and really the process specifically in like whatever you chose, the niche industry,
yeah,
craft, whatever it is, or you started something because somebody else made money doing it, or somebody else had success doing
copying someone, yeah.
Exactly. Like, you're not, one of the first questions God asked me when I first started, like, my first speech was in a classroom of, I think there's like four people right before I started. The intercom went off, and a kid got called home to go sick. There was already four people before that. So it was like three people there. But one of the first questions God asked me when I started all that was, would you do it if it's a small thing? And mind you, this is like when nothing happened. Like, I don't even think I was making videos on social media or anything. Like,
yeah.
I just wanted to speak. And my answer was yes. Like, I would do it if it's a small thing. And it wasn't like I'm going to try to tell God yes. And then he'll think that I really mean it, but I don't. Like, you can't play God. Like, yeah. God cannot be mocked, the Bible says. But I really meant it. Like, no, like, this is the coolest thing I've ever had the opportunity to do. And yes, I would do it if it's a small thing. And okay, I can trust you. And it became a big thing, bigger thing. So
that's good, bro.
Especially when you're working for God, like, you got to understand that there's spiritual laws at play. And there's spiritual principles that when it comes to elevation, like, the Bible talks about those who humble themselves will be exalted, and those who exalt themselves will be humbled. When you're playing with God, not playing with God, but when you're working for God, there's a process. And for you to go to the next place, you have to pass certain tests. And oftentimes, and David talks about this in the scriptures, about how he would say something like, I almost lost my footing because I envied the arrogant and I envied the wicked. And like, they just got to do all this stuff. And like,
yeah.
Like, when we're working for God, you got to put blinders up sometimes, because you're not playing by the same rules.
Sorry.
You're not. You're playing by kingdom rules. And God will promote you when your heart is ready for it.
That's good.
Because if he does it before, then it's going to be like, fall so fast.
That's good, man. Amen. So everything we've been talking about is very much so, we have experienced the benefits of being able to either see people get influenced, hear people being influenced. Our hope is to influence and encourage. And for you specifically, is there a more preferred route or preferred thing you like to do? Like, me, for example, above all the other things I like doing, I really love one-on-ones. I really do. I believe one-on-ones, for me, for example, can be very impactful. Do I knock all the other ones? Absolutely not. I just know that if I can sit down with somebody, God will use that to a I don't know. I think maybe to a higher extent, but then again, you never know. God does has his own timing with everything else. Is there a specific way that you enjoy most, or you think God uses you most?
I mean, I like one-on-ones, and like, I feel like for me, those conversations always flow really well, and they always end up being really impactful for me and for the other person.
Yeah.
And you can go deeper than even with an audience of 10 people. Like,
yeah.
Cause you can give your attention to one person. Mm-hmm. However, my favorite thing to do in the world is speaking from a stage. Like,
cool.
That's just, and it's not because a stage looks cooler. It is cool. Like,
I got you.
It fuels me so much, more than writing, more than a lot of other things.
Cool.
I'll always love speaking.
Awesome. All right. So as a fellow aspiring speaker, I have yet to have opportunities to speak to the degree that I hope to one day.
Yeah.
For the listeners who also hope and aspire to be speakers, any advice that you'd maybe want to give as to how to get started? Well, not started. I think if you are aspiring to be a speaker, it's already in you. It's not something, not that you can't sharpen it, but there's a lot of people that would do anything but speaking, right? But then there's a small niche of people who do love speaking. In regards to getting your foot in the door to actually get into events and do stuff like that, any maybe advice or some pinpoint?
Yeah. So ironically, I'm actually building a, like, as we speak. So by the time this comes out, it'll already be out. It's called Speaker Secrets, and it's a program specifically toward that. But like, as far as now, until that comes out, there's a few things that I would say people need to do. And if you wait until you start getting opportunities, then it's going to be like, it can be a mess. So one, start sharing your message on videos like this and content like this, because one, what it allows you to do is, one, people can see stuff if they come across you, but also, like, I have a landing page. It's called KyleDennyTour.com, and it has like my message, and it has different videos and stuff like that. And so when I'm like talking to somebody who's potentially going to have me speak, I can place them right there. And it's not just like, oh, we've heard that this guy speaks. It's we can hear this guy speak. Mm. And so I have like a full talk on there. Like, you could put podcast episodes on there. Cool. I do a lot of selfie videos with this camera right here on there. The second thing is to get clear about your message. A lot of people, like, they just want to like motivate and stuff like that, which is cool. But I think one of the most powerful things you can do is to share your own story. Right. And I think we all have a story. And like, for me, I lost my dad at 5. And so I didn't share that for 11 years. But after I started sharing that, it started impacting people all around the world. And so that's one of the main stories that I have the opportunity to share. And then the last step I would say, the last piece of advice I would give is, well, there's two things. One, you can start your own, like, put your own gatherings and stuff together. But two, you can also ask. And I've leveraged this before. Like, I think one of the most powerful words in the entire English dictionary is to ask. And so whether it's, you know, getting experience by going back to a school that you like went to, and you kind of paint it as like going back and it's kind of a success story and you're speaking to the kids, or whether it's I don't know, some organization that you know has speakers. When you ask, like, there's been a lot of speaking engagements I've landed by asking. There's been some that I've landed, actually not even some, a lot that haven't been like that. Stuff came to me. But there's a saying that says this: the more that you speak, the more that you speak. And the reason is it's a verse that's at the end of the parable of the talents. And it says, and it's a verse nobody ever seems to really talk about, but it says, he who has more will be given and he will have an abundance. Mm. But he who has not, even what he has will be taken away.
Mm.
But it's that same principle. The people who have who are making like top, like 50K, to give one talk, they're not sitting at home like, oh, I hope I get a speaking gig. Like, they have so many that they're having to say no. And it's like on the other spectrum, the people who are like, yo, I would speak for free. And it's like, it's not there. And that's why I say, like, the smaller you start, like, the more you can get reps and speak for free.
Mm.
Like, I spoke for free at one point this summer, and this lady stood up at the end, and it hasn't happened yet, but she stood up at the end and during the Q&A, she was like, she's like, I work for the Boys and Girls Clubs. I'm like a director, and I want to have you speak like all across the country.
Wow.
But somebody can be like, well, I'm not going to speak here because they're not paying me. I'm not going to speak. Yeah. I'm like, bro, like, that's why you're not going to speak.
Exactly.
And so little things like that. So what I like to do, you can use Excel, Google Sheets and stuff like that. And just like even make a big list of all these different, you know, places that you're even considering, schools, whatever. And you got to find what your message is to figure out where it fits. Mm-hmm. But then literally like I've done a mass email before and some responded, some didn't.
Yeah.
And some I ended up speaking for.
Awesome.
And you never know who you're going to meet or what it's going to lead to.
Exactly.
But yeah, just continuing to have stuff out there that people can see. The videos is very powerful. If you're going to speak, somebody kind of wants to know, like, what are they getting?
Yeah. And what you sound like, how you hold yourself. Exactly.
Yeah. Like can this person speak? Like they don't know until they see it. So.
Awesome. Thank you, bro. That was very good advice.
Of course.
And for everybody who's listening, man, when it comes to, I mean, anything you're trying to do, you got to commit to it. And also find people who are doing this already and have the audacity to hit them up. Hey, I am an aspiring so-and-so. I would love to do this and this. Do you have any advice? Or even hitting people up, like let's say you hit up Kyle and you say, hey Kyle, I've been really encouraged by what you're doing, man. Thank you so much for sharing your journey, sharing what you know. It has really impacted me. And just leave it at that. You don't even need to really suck anything out of anyone. Just bless them with encouragement and never knowing what that will grow into.
And I mean, it's awesome when you, because a lot of people who are always pouring out and feeding other people, a lot of times don't get asked how they are. And oftentimes people eat from them, but don't ever like reciprocate it.
Yeah.
And so it sticks out when you even do that. You don't have to be all flashy to stand out.
Yep.
When you do something as simple as that, it can make a difference.
Yeah.
And yet you never know what that can lead to. Another thing, and this is not a plug because I happen to have a course, but like when people put together a course and it's specifically toward what you're trying to learn, like at least look into it. Because it's like if so-and-so teaches people, let's say they teach people how to produce for like music artists, or they teach people how to find music artists to produce for this random music.
Yeah.
And they've done it for 10 years and they put together a course showing you A to Z how to do it. You got to know there's like, you're not the only person DMing them saying, can you show me how to do it?
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't be in their, it wouldn't be a good stewardship of their time for them to just say, yeah, I'll show you. Then for the next person, show you one-on-one. So they put it all together for you, for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I know I've invested like part of growing is like investing in yourself, and I've invested in learning. Like school, like formal education is not really my thing. I mean, I'm in it. I'm finishing. Hopefully by the time this is out, I'll be done in like a month. But,
I plan on putting this out today, bro.
Oh, then two months. Yeah. October 9th. Sometimes people are like, push it back. I like that though. October 19th. But apart from like the school classes and now I'm in like an art appreciation class and like stuff like that.
Sure.
It's like, there's some things I've learned from other stuff that I've invested money in, like courses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That like is powerful skills. I think we have gifts.
Yeah.
I think when you combine gifts, skills, and the favor of God, bro. Mm.
Go crazy.
there's like, that's like in every capacity, from income, impact, and all these things. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's the favor of God.
Yeah.
Gifts. And then when you actually develop those gifts as skills too. And I think that one is kind of not talked about a lot.
Amen. That's good, man. That's good. Thank you for sharing all that. I'm so excited to just continue to, I mean, even me personally, just grow into these things, you know. God's been really stretching me. God's been really stretching me this whole last, oh my gosh. So this November will be 4 years producing music, and it all stemmed from.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so,
that's right. That's like my easy example.
but so even within everything God has challenged me into, right? now it's like, okay, I need to do this. Wow, I need to learn about this now. And I have feel passionate about this. All right, well, there are steps to that so I can get to that for me to do it. And it really does take time. It really does take money. But this is what separates the professionals from the amateurs. You know, if you aren't going to be willing to see this as an investment, not only of your time, but of your money. And in reality, I see it as this. Anything that takes your money or requires money is just time. Like, you can't make money without time. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, the highest currency, I believe, in our world is time. That's the highest currency you're going to pay for anything. And some people's time, yes, is more valuable than others, but because they put the time in to have that grow, you know?
And it's like people will not hesitate to go in a deep debt to pay 4 years of their time and $200,000 for a degree.
Come on.
And like a lot of there's a lot of people that don't even end up using it.
Yeah.
It's so normal. People don't question it. A lot of people don't question it.
It's been injected into society. And now I believe people are starting to break out of that.
Oh, definitely.
Praise God.
We're at the beginning of that.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm about to say isn't funny. It's like, it's just a real situation. Somebody was telling me like their teacher from like a long time ago who like could be like 50 something years old now is still paying like student loan debt. And like everybody has a different situation. Like that's not the Bible talks about it. The Bible says the borrower is a slave to the lender. Mm-hmm. Like debt is crippling. Debt can slow you down from pursuing the call of God in your life. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It doesn't mean you're not going to get there. And it's all about stewardship and it's all about wisdom. Some people, if you're trying to be a lawyer, doctor, there's a lot of things that you need to take certain steps.
Yep.
But a lot of times we do things because we're trying to please our parents or the people around us. And then we have like all this debt and God is trying to do something new in our life that requires finances. Mm. And we're like, God, I can't do it because I have this. And God's like, I didn't tell you to do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's a gracious God. So, okay, we're going to work around this, but it's going to take time.
Yeah. I believe it all stems down to you not knowing who you are. Or you not knowing who you were at that point.
Yes. And that's why I try to so early help people with this.
Yeah.
Because some of these problems are avoidable.
Mm.
And I'm not saying everybody's going to like be, you know, if they're trying to be a speaker, like traveling the country, like at 18 or like doing whatever, singing or dancing or business or whatever at the highest level, right at the early age. But if you have no idea, like, One of my podcast episodes, I talk about how a lot of times we don't have a vision for our life. And so we say yes to everything because saying yes to everything conflicts with nothing. Right. Mm-hmm. And so someone's like, you want to hang out? Yeah, I'll hang out. I don't have anything to do. You want to go to the movie? Yeah, I'll go to the movie. Like, and it's because we don't have any vision for our life. And when you don't have a vision for your life, you'll just say yes to the stuff that's on the path because you're like, well, until I know, I'm just going to follow the path. And that's cool, but that's an expensive until I know. And there's one thing I want to clarify about that. It's one thing to not know. It's another thing to not be searching. It's one thing to not know and you're just like, I don't know right now, but I do desire to know my purpose. It's a whole nother thing when you're like, yo, like, I'm just going with the flow just because whatever. Like one of my favorite quotes is by somebody asked Aristotle a question. And they said, Aristotle, how do I get to Mount Olympus? And Aristotle didn't say, here's a map. He didn't say, take two lefts and a right. He didn't say, go for a mile, then you'll be there.
Yeah.
They said, how do I get to Mount Olympus? And Aristotle said, you get to Mount Olympus by simply ensuring that every single step you take is toward Mount Olympus. And a lot of times, what a lot of us do, we say we want to get to Mount Olympus, but every step we take on a day-to-day basis is in a different direction.
Yeah.
We say we want to become, a like artist, musician, but we're never working on music.
Yeah.
We say we want to grow our YouTube channel, but we don't post any videos.
Yeah.
And it's like, if it's not your goal, then like, yo, spend all the time you want playing Fortnite and video games if like you're cool with it.
Yeah.
But if you say you have a goal and an ambition, not in a bad way, a selfish ambition, but just you say you have a goal, but all your steps are in the opposite direction. It's like, I don't need to get a calculator to see it doesn't add up, right?
Absolutely.
And it's like what a lot of, it's, and I find myself there too. But it's the great challenge. Like, action needs to match ambition.
Yeah, bro. Totally. And within all this stuff, I highly believe, and this is, I think this is what I'm going, I think, I know this is what I'm going through right now, is there genuinely are different seasons in life where you experience, all right, I really got to press in on this, and then I got to do a little bit of less of that, and then something else happens. Okay, now I got to go back to that old thing so I can, and I experienced this running a business, right? So I have a construction business. I am a one-man band. I do everything myself. And so when something needs to get done, I have to do it. When some, you know, money needs to be made, I have to be there. I have to make sure it's all finished and done. And so I hope and I dream and I believe that God will open up many doors for me to use all the gifts and talents he's given me, stemming from speaking to making music, to playing drums, to rapping, whatever it might be. And within all these things, I have to see that, okay, right now I need to focus on my wife, my family. I need to focus on my business. I need to focus on making sure my finances are right. I need to make sure I'm making music so that even everything I'm saying makes sense. I'm making sure I'm making connections with people. I'm making sure I'm traveling, doing this. Da, da, da. And so it's like, I found myself now, for example, these last, I want to say two weeks or so, I had like so much work and I barely worked in the studio. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm thinking about it right now. I'm like, man, I have like 3 days off this week. I'm like, okay, I need to get in the studio and finish up some projects and stuff. But coming down to the reality of, hey, you know, there's just seriously different times where you do different things. But like you were mentioning, having that clarity and, hey, this is where I'm going though. And I need all of these things to be going in this direction, because you could be going in one, you could be going at your goal in one thing, but then the other thing you're doing is taking you a completely different route. And it's like, hey, God, if you really intend this for my life, everything I'm doing needs to be going there. Like this needs to be a whole package deal, because I can't have my one foot here and one foot there and not be serious about this end goal. You know, if you put burden this on my heart and you tell me I'm going to be doing this, then I need you to help me with everything I'm doing so that I can get there.
Yeah. And I think what a lot of people get stuck at, we talked about how some people don't know what their purpose is. They're not searching. Some people don't know and they're searching. A lot of people think they kind of know and they're stuck.
Yeah.
And I think that's another one. It's what I call purpose paralysis.
Mm.
In which you're like, God, is it this or is it this?
Mm-hmm.
And so you end up doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I really want to speak into the person who's like dealing with that, because there's a couple things. One, the Bible says that a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways, like a person being tossed to and fro by the waves. But it also says that a double-minded person, it says, shouldn't, and this is not me speaking, this is Bible.
Mm-hmm.
A double-minded person, before somebody, yeah. A double-minded person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord.
Mm.
I've heard a quote that says, the man who chases two rabbits catches none. Mm. And that place that we find ourselves stuck at sometimes, is it this, is it this? What should I do? The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And a lot of times, when we're stuck in that purpose paralysis, I want to be careful how I say this, but I think sometimes you believe God, I believe it's this one, and you go for it, mm-hmm. and it ends up not being that one,
sure.
but God still works it out. Because yep. everywhere that, look at where you are right now, you yep. didn't plan, you didn't, not every step worked out, but God worked it out.
Yeah.
Not every step worked out, but God worked it out. And so a lot of people think they're stuck at purpose paralysis, whether they're a Christian or not, because they're like, I have to have, my faith has to end up being accurate. And if it's not accurate, then I don't want to do it. But even if your faith misses it and you have faith for it and you miss it, call it wrong faith, call it whatever,
yeah.
God can work with that. The Bible says without faith, God can't use that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're just sitting here, yeah. God, I don't know if it's this or this, I don't have faith. So I'm just, God can't, without faith, he got, it's impossible to please
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean that he can't, like he's not powerful enough. It means he won't go against his word. And so go for something, bro. Like, not yeah. you, but like, bro. Like
no, absolutely. Yeah.
Get,
Yeah.
Go for something.
Just shoot. Like, shoot for something.
Shoot your shot. Mm-hmm. And because it's T.D. Jakes, one of the like greatest preachers of ever. His son was finishing up music school, and his son said to him, like, "Dad, like, pretty sure this music thing is for me, but what if it's not?" And what T.D. Jakes said to him, I thought was so powerful. He said, "If it's not the thing, it'll be the thing that leads to the thing."
That's good.
You're never going to map out your life perfectly to the T. It just doesn't work like that. The Bible says many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. So you got to understand, like, you're not in complete, you got a lot of control, but you're not in complete control like you may think you are. So if that's the case, and if God's purpose is going to prevail, then like, I want to go for some things.
Yep.
And I want to align them with the things that I believe that God has placed inside of me. But when I believe God says go, I want to go for it. There's been things that I missed. Like, I thought it was it, but it wasn't. But it led one thing, like dots connecting to this. I think God uses incorrect faith more than he uses no faith. Because incorrect faith still takes action.
Yeah.
And God can work with that.
Absolutely. And I could totally attest to that, man. Like, even just doing a podcast, even writing a book, even making music, like every single thing tied in some manner, in some shape or form, connected with relationships to do this. And at the end of the day, it's all just to glorify the Father. That's it. Like, literally, your purpose as the creation is to give glory to the one who created it, you know? And so it's like, how that looks, it is different for everybody. But ultimately, if you can glorify God, man, he's going to be pleased. And it's a beautiful thing. All right, bro. So every episode, that's one of my favorite questions to ask. And this is something that I believe is challenging, but I'm very excited to hear how you're going to say it. I have yet to do this. I'm going to put a timer on here. You see my screen. As 60 seconds or less, if this was your last day on earth, what would you pass on to fellow creatives and artists in pursuing a creative lifestyle? Wait. And starting now.
Okay, there's so many things that you're trying to do. And if you really desire like legacy, and you desire some of those things that we often talk about as creatives, and you desire to really make an impact in the world, then put them out. Because once you're gone, those things that are sitting in your hard drive in your computer aren't going anywhere. But once they're out, like, YouTube is a database that's going to have stuff on there forever and ever and ever. So get your stuff out to the world. Like, help somebody in that way. Teach what you know. Like, record, document, get it all out there. Because somebody's going to watch it in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. And when you come across a video that was 10 years old, if it's new to you, it's new. And so, just go for it. Put your stuff out there.
Beautiful.
I can't see beautiful. This.
Yeah, you're right. That was good, bro. That's key, man. Even just documenting things, document your life. Just tell, hey, this is what's going on. Because outside of today's era, right? Outside of everything that we have access to today, that's how people lived before. They talk about what they know. They'd sit down with their kids and tell them about this. Or friends would sit down at dinner or whatever, talking at lunch, at work. And they talk about what they learned. And so if we have the ability to access something that allows us to speak into other people that we've never even met before,
right?
That's huge.
It's
huge.
Yeah. Like, they sent people to the moon and back with less technology than we have.
Yeah, come on.
That's what I would say if I did that 60 seconds again. I'd probably use 10 of them. Stop making excuses and start. That's it.
Yeah. It comes down to it being that simple. That's good, bro.
Like, they that's so crazy. They send people to the moon and back with pen and paper. And we have iPhones and talk about not having what we need.
It's nuts. Awesome. So what has God been doing in and through you recently, or maybe some spiritual breakthroughs that you've just experienced that maybe will encourage or even just bring people into your life and just share, like, hey, this is what I've been going through, and maybe it'll bring some light to people's life.
Yeah, man. So I think for me, I'm always starting different things, starting different ventures, but just really getting confident in, like, some of the things that I have to share that, like, no, this is stuff that me doing it or starting this business, whatever, isn't just, oh, because I need like a business to start so I can make money and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like, really, like, when I have the opportunity to like serve people and help people find their purpose and my business happens to do that, then I should be like doubling down on that. Cause I think there's a lot of times people create like a stigma around like money or around even business sometimes. But like, again, like my job is to do things with excellence. And if I do things with excellence, then I really believe I have like an expertise, and you mix those two things, then what happens from that financially or stuff like that is just the byproduct. So I'm really focusing right now. Like, I've been told a lot recently, like, oh, I haven't been posting on social media a lot or podcast or Instagram, YouTube, and I haven't, but I've also been working much harder than I ever have on stuff that's just not being, because there's also, people forget sometimes, like, there's a world outside of Instagram.
Word.
And there's stuff happening in real life.
Yeah.
And so that's what a lot of my focus has been on. And it's like, there's seasons for that. It's like Noah building the ark. It's like building for a long, long time. But when the rain comes, it's like, he's ready. Because uh-huh. you can't start building the ark when the rain starts to fall.
Yeah.
And like, I'm really building my ark for the next season. Awesome. With some businesses and ventures and some speaking stuff that I'm doing. Just like, I've been talking about it since the end of 2018 that I've really been preparing for 2020. And man, 2020, like, it's going to be all gas, little breaks.
Cool, bro. Awesome.
And only from God will I break. But that's what I've been doing, man. I know that's very vague, but it's like,
that's fine.
Just working. And I think, but to encourage somebody, like, it's okay to work in silence. It's okay for your next move not to be all over your Instagram feed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I posted it on my Instagram, a quote I thought was really, really cool. And it says, life is too short to worry about what people who exist in a free app in your phone think of you.
Yeah.
Like, if what God is calling you to do in the season is behind the scenes, like, do that, because that's obedience. Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of times if we're trying to please man instead, we'll burn ourselves out. When God was like, you would have found rest in me if you disobeyed me.
That's good.
And so that's what I would encourage people with.
That's good, man. Awesome. And so you did prior, I remember you posting like all the time and you're up on IG nonstop.
Yeah.
Within the seasons that you were pressing in, creating content stuff, what have you found success in with sharing and creating content for people who are also hoping to create or are creating?
That's a great question, because honestly, like, it's part of it is, well, I'm going to first say what I did wrong. There was a point where I was posting three times a day on Instagram. Mm. And I only did it because somebody else did it and had success with it and said, this is what you should do if you want to like grow your stuff. I like have never been so miserable in a season of my life. Like,
but
trying, it was so bad. Like, and I was like having to like repurpose stuff and like come up with stuff. Three times a day is a lot.
It's a whole lot.
It sucked. It wasn't enjoyable. The stuff wasn't that good.
Mm.
And it wasn't really, of course you could say, oh, it helped somebody, but it really was like, in the grand scheme of things, how my attitude and how drained I was, like, it was not helping the bigger picture.
Yeah.
What I found success with the most is when, like, I posted something because I had something God spoke to me. Like, there was one time I literally did that. God spoke to me a little revelation from the first three verses of the Bible, and I posted it, and it reached literally 18 million people, right? And that did more than me grind, post three times a day, hustle.
Yeah.
And to each their own, but some of the people you follow on Instagram who preach no sleep, grind, are not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them perhaps are, and that's just how they're wired. But some of them are preaching it because they think it sounds right, and they're miserable.
Yeah.
So for me, I found the most success in, like, let's get super specific. I post a lot of like selfie kind of videos, and I know people listening to this can't see me, but I used to do them on my iPhone. And if you're just getting started, do that. Now I have a Canon G7X, which is a great, like, a lot of vloggers use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just hold it up and I talk for about 60 seconds. I kind of do this like, and it's, I didn't try to do this to be anything like, my style is like, I do this kind of fast, kind of talking, like you poetic kind of thing.
Very, very fast. I was like, my God, how does he do it? Like,
and like, that's just, I don't know that, that's, I'm glad we brought this up because that, I've had a lot of success with that on social media. And that works for, that's what I have found works
for me. Yeah, it works for you. Yeah,
it's and fine. So people need to find what works for them.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, Chaz. He does. He has one segment called "Pronouncing Things Incorrectly."
Yeah,
and like
incorrectly.
Incorrectly. I wish I could do it as good as him. Like, he was just on Nickelodeon doing it. His gift. Look how far his gift is taking.
Yeah.
He just got a talk show. Like, if you don't follow that guy already, Chaz Smith, like on Instagram, like one of the most like genuine, incredible people that I know.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you would like say the same.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But so yeah, those are the couple of things I've found the most success with. And there's been so many other times where I've been like, oh, I should do what everybody else is doing. I should vlog 24/7 and do all this stuff. But a lot of times when I've done things that maybe inched for the results, but I did it because somebody else was doing it, I was miserable while doing it.
Yeah.
And it just, I didn't have a lot of joy in it. And I don't think that's like really God's intention. And so, yeah, I would say find the thing that, because if you find so much joy in the style, whatever you find yourself doing, then you have an advantage over everybody else because you're not going to burn out. And I think that's the secret. Find your rhythm.
It's good. Awesome.
Your pace.
That's good. So you also have or had a podcast, correct?
I have a podcast, yes.
And people can access it on Apple.
So they can go to Apple Podcasts. It's the Purpose Gang Podcast by Kyle Dendy. Type in my name or the Purpose Gang.
Dope. And Purpose Gang, you also have merch for stuff like that. Are you still selling merch for that or no?
Yeah, so that's another thing, like back to what we were talking about those seasons. So for me, with the merch drops, we did like temporary release, what's it called? Short-term releases.
Sure.
And we'll continue to do those.
Cool.
And so, yeah, we've had some awesome drops so far.
Awesome.
And we'll do more, but it's not my top focus right now, but it's something I have. And it's like just in the rotation.
Awesome, man. Fantastic. I'm very happy to hear that. And so for people who are also aspiring to do their own podcast, for example, I don't have any podcasters on the podcast with me. So maybe just a few hints or ideas for people who would love to start their own podcast, like general stuff, you know, what would you tell them to focus on or kind of have a clarity about with the podcast? Yeah,
so start brainstorming what you want to talk about. I think that's the biggest first thing. Make a list of people you would like to have on the podcast. If you have a small budget, and I say that as in you have a budget at all, go to Amazon and see if you can afford this is right here is a Blue Yeti mic. It's called Blue Yeti.
Yeah, I got the same thing.
And it's for the price, it's very
100 bucks.
Yeah, it's a very good beginner mic. You're going to get a lot of use out of it. If you don't have that and you have an iPhone, then use voice memos.
Yeah.
Just start though. And like over time and see how, and you and I talked about this a minute ago, like I did the same thing at one point. I was like, I want to do so every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like every single day is not for everybody. Every single week is not for everybody.
Yeah.
But find your rhythm. And what you can do, and we talked about this again, Isaac, but record, you know, 3 in a day and then be ahead. And so you're never like behind.
Mm-hmm.
But also like with anything new thing you start, have grace for yourself. Like you're not going to be a master if you've never started.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
And so stuff happens. There's technical difficulties. There's things you're not going to know how to fix or there's things that are just like, you're just going to feel sometimes like, do I really want to keep doing this?
Yeah.
It's not always the answer to quit. Sometimes it's to slow down, right?
It's good, bro. I really like that, man. Because I mean, I can even attest for that right now. You know, it's even with doing these episodes and stuff, it's a lot. It takes a lot of time to sit down with someone for an hour, then go back and EQ and edit the vocals, making sure everything sounds good, taking out bad frequencies, making sure any errors are taken out. And then that takes another hour for you to listen, if not more. And then, you know, you got to promote it. Then you got to do this. And it's like, man, they're very, very much so is time consuming. But going back to the why are you doing this then, man? If you're doing it because you love it, if you're doing it because you're serious about it, it's going to be all right.
I want to share something with you. Go ahead. And so I write spoken word poetry. I do spoken word poetry.
Yes.
But this is something I wrote just at a time.
I forgot that you do that. I should have intro'd that as well.
No, you're good. Man, I'm sure you will like connect with this, and especially anybody else who like is young, on fire for God. And sometimes you feel like overloaded with what you're doing for him.
Mm.
This will help.
Cool.
So it says this. It's called The Starving Chef. It says, I don't want to become the too common person. The too common chef, junior prodigy chef who starved to death, feeding everyone else with heavenly recipes, but looking at his plate and seeing nothing left. And he should slow down. He should stop now, only shortly to make sure his soul was sound and his pride was down. But the downfall of Achilles, the ambitious chef for God, is to see more people in town, more souls around, and to say, God, if I slow down now, this will only hurt them. So he goes, and he gets his ingredients and rows. But he doesn't know that the 5-star anointing on his restaurant is only from the Lord. So he cooks and he serves for the Lord until his soul has nothing left. This is the great tragedy of God's servant Achilles, the ambitious but not obedient young chef who is on his way to starve to death. Mm-hmm. And it's all about how we think sometimes that God needs our sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. And sometimes we're so on track to burn ourselves out. And I'm speaking to myself, like to burn ourselves out for God, because it's God wants me to.
It's worth it. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're not effective anymore.
Right.
And so it's like, if we can sometimes slow down, we can be more effective. Actually, like I have a book right here called The One Thing. This book is so, if you're a reader, this book is so incredible.
One thing. Who's the author?
Gary Keller.
Okay.
And it's like, it's actually called the One Thing, The Surprising Truth Behind Extraordinary Results.
Awesome.
And it'll wreck you and be like, dang, like these people have been telling me hustle is how you get there. And like, you'll find out that that's not the whole equation.
Mm.
And sometimes you can be more effective doing less.
That's good.
And it's, as I started putting this in practice right away, I started seeing results, like actually.
Cool. I got to check it out. The One Thing.
Yes.
Gary Keller. Awesome, bro. Oh, this has been a lovely conversation.
It's been good, man. I can't wait to see this come out.
Amen. Yeah. So any last final thoughts maybe you want to share with the listeners before we wrap it up, bro?
Man, like each of you has so many gifts and talents and abilities. Like every single person you've seen do big things, they discovered at one point in time, they discovered a gift they had. Nobody knew about it. Nobody followed them for it or anything, but they started. And oftentimes we see people in their chapter 10 and we're at chapter 1 and we think, why would I want to start? It's intimidating. Just start. Like time is going to move forward whether you start or not.
Yeah.
So they say like the best time to plant a tree was like years ago. And the next best time is now. So guys, just start, and you're not always going to get it right. Sometimes you're going to find out something's not for you, but you're one step closer to finding what is. And if it's not the thing, it'll be the thing that leads to the thing.
That's good. Thank you, bro. Praise God. So every episode, we finish up with prayer, where I have the guests pray for the listeners, and I will pray and bless you. Is there a chance you'd be up for that, bro?
Let's do it.
Awesome. Go ahead.
All right, Heavenly Father, thanks for each person listening to this right now. I pray for the person who feels that they're not worthy, that they're not qualified, that they're not confident. Person who feels like they just don't have what it takes to do what you're calling them to do. Man, you haven't given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but a power, the Bible says, of love and of a sound mind. And so I pray that these people that are listening to this, that as they get in the Word and as they listen to good podcasts and good information like this, they would win in their mind so they can win in their life. That they would win in their mind, God, so that they can just have the confidence to start and the like motivation to start and just make it a snowball, God. And as they're faithful in small things, entrust them with more and just start to blow these people's mind with what you do in their life. That's not just in somebody else's life that they can admire from a distance, but show them that you are their God too.
Yes.
And I pray that you would do that even before this year is out. We're about to enter into pretty soon quarter four 2019 leading into 2020, and I pray these guys would just crush it. I know I'm going to, like, unapologetically. I know Isaac is, and I pray that each person listening to this would do so as well, representing your excellence in the world. In Christ's name, amen.
Yes, God. And Lord, I just thank you so much for Kyle. God, I just thank you so much for just downloading so much wisdom into such a young man. Lord, I just ask that you continue to give him clarity and drive into the exact things that you're calling him to, Lord. I thank you for the ideas that you've been planting into his head, whether it be for business, whether it be for speaking ideas, topics, creating content, videos, poetry, whatever it might be. But I just ask that you continue to just overwhelm him with your goodness, overwhelm him with the amount of things that you have in store for him, Lord, that he will see the bigger picture, that he will continue to be confident within you, and that he will have a endless hunger for you, God, that is only quenchable by you. And I just thank you for his family, Lord. I thank you for his business. I thank you for everything he's doing. Lord, we just bless it in Jesus' name. And I just thank you for his time, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey guys, this whole podcast was brought to you by my book, One Day Closer to Becoming Who You've Been Created to Be. It is available on Amazon as a print version as well as an ebook. For those of you who are listening on a podcast app that allows you to rate this podcast, please do so. Honestly, if this is something that's been a blessing, encouragement to you, please do so. I really appreciate you guys' time and just your willingness to sit in with me and Kyle today. Kyle, if you wouldn't mind, bro, anything where people could find you on the internet. I'll shoot some links at the bottom of the bio for the episode, but anything, whether it be YouTube, so IG, websites, anything you want people
to look into. I keep it simple. Everything is just Kyle Dindy, from website to social media. So Instagram is my main platform, but I'm on all platforms.
Awesome.
I'm just Kyle Dindy.
Cool. Kyle, and it would be D-E. Actually, it'll be on the title of the episode, so it'll be all good. Awesome, bro. Thank you so much, man. This was a true treat.
Hey, it's an honor. So I'm God.
Praise God. All right, bro. We'll be in touch. And until then, enjoy Jesus.
Awesome. Take it easy, bro. All
right, bro. Talk to you soon. Bye.